red chilli powder.
OK, to this I'm just going to add some water.
Are you just doing that by eye?
Yeah, basically you don't want it to be too thick. So here we have some uncooked baby potatoes, which I've just simply sliced.
Lovely.
You can also use the big potatoes, but just make sure that they're sliced quite fine. Then, next thing is we have some carrots. Right, so do you want to help that?
Yeah.
Just add some of this spinach.
And spinach just shredded and washed?
Yeah, just uncooked. Just cut
say when
yes
means more.
Can't keep going. Give it a good old mix.
Fab.
And finally, I'm going to add some onion.
Brill.
And that's been just one onion, that which has been sliced very finely. Let's get it all in, mix it. And I think that is done.
Brilliant.
To make her mum's chutney, Yasmin blends mint, coriander and green chilies.
So just give that a quick blitz. And the juice of half a lemon.
This is going to be so fresh tasting, isn't it? The mint, the lemon, the chilli, the coriander.
And to bring it together and to temper the kick from the chilies, she adds some plain yoghurt. Like her mum before her, Yasmin is using her hands to drop the pakoras into the hot vegetable oil, but it's probably safer to use a spoon.
And is this something you would have had when you were a kid?
Yeah, delicious. And still having them now, my little babies are enjoying them as well. Just give them a little turn.
Traditionally, pakoras are sold on the street, the ideal finger food for picnics that can be eaten hot or cold without losing any of their flavour.
Here we have the yummy pakoras.
With the pakoras put aside for our tasting later, next up on the menu is chana chaat.